This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
No matter whether it's rescuing and treating dogs from the front lines in war-ravaged Ukraine or traveling to remote fly-in communities in Canada's north to offer spay-neuter clinics, the work of Veterinarians Without Borders, or VWB as it's known, is critically important. That's why Boshkung Brewery in Minden has joined 49 other breweries across Canada in supporting their efforts through the Animals and Ales Pet Photo Contest. The fun fundraising campaign is all about our love of our four-legged friends and is a natural fit for craft breweries like Boshkung. Owner Deb Banks explains.
So they actually reached out to us. I'd actually never heard of them. And they reached out to us with interest of campaigning with us along with 29 other Canadian breweries, 50 across US and Canada. And they just asked if we wanted to be a part of it. And we are completely dog friendly here. So of course we jumped on board. Having two dogs of our own, Matt and I are very much dog lovers, animal lovers really. So yeah, we didn't hesitate to jump at the chance to get on board with them and hopefully make a change. On top of the Animals and Ales campaign, we actually just partnered with the Barking Brew to create a dog beer. Yeah, so we'll be serving and selling the Barking Brew this summer, actually starting this spring. So we'll have that available so you can sit and have a pint and your dog can have a beer as well. So it's really great. It's a really great thing.
Charmaine Brett, Executive Director of Veterinarians Without Borders, spoke with Canoe FM recently to explain what the organization does, its vital work, and how to take part in the photo contest.
Veterinarians Without Borders is part of an international network, like a big family. We're 13 organizations across the globe, and we're the North America branch. So we operate in Canada and in the US, and we kind of have this umbrella of North America so we can share staff and programs and really have greater impact. In Canada, we were registered in 2005. And overall, we operate with North America in 12 countries. And unlike a lot of our network members, we have the opportunity to work in our own country. So we work in the Northwest Territories in Nunavut, where we provide access to veterinary services for remote communities. So really looking at those fly-in communities, bringing teams of vets and vet techs annually so they can have rabies vaccines, access to spay-neuter clinics, and of course, everything is free of charge for those communities. But we also do that throughout Africa and Asia, and of course, an emergency response. So one of the biggest ones that we're still responding to in Ukraine, where we provide access to veterinary services for all kinds of animals. So we're working with local partners who are literally rescuing animals off the front line, bringing them to a shelter that we've helped to rebuild, and then having them adopted out through Europe. So we've been doing that since the beginning of the Ukraine war. We're also responding to things like the wildfires. We did the California wildfire and all those wildfires that came through Canada this past year. So really helping to kind of augment. There's so many animal welfare organizations out there, but we really want to work alongside them. So helping those local humane societies with whatever they need. Do they need extra food? Do they need extra veterinarians, vet techs, so that we can come in and make sure that they have the capacity to respond where they need to. We're across North America. We have a great team of 22 staff and really excited about this upcoming Animals and Ales contest. As I'm sure you know, it's a crazy landscape right now for nonprofit organizations. So this is something that we really have honed in on as an opportunity to kind of get away from all of those other funding things and just focus on how can we raise funds locally to really support animals in need. And it's been an amazing contest. Last year, we had two contests. We raised $160,000 through our breweries. And it's the perfect partnership. People who love craft beer, they love their animals and they love their community. And it just really thrives. So how the contest works is you go into your local brewery and you'll see kind of the QR code. You scan it and you're able to upload your favorite picture of your pet. And right now there's like a horse, there's a parrot, there's some bunnies on there, cats and dogs. So it's really fun to see all the different furry friends out there. And then every time a vote comes for that animal, then they rise up. And so we're doing it in a way that it's $1 per vote.
Back at Boshkung, Deb and her husband Matt think the Animals and Ales contest is just an extension of the pet-friendly vibe they promote at the brewery. So they're excited to take part in the Veterinarians Without Borders fundraiser this year. It's the perfect fit, she says.
This summer, our patio is dog friendly. We love having dogs here. We have a little segment called Pups on the Patio. So we try and take a picture and put it on our social media. Try and really, like you said, lean into it wholeheartedly. Yeah, I think it's going to go over really well. We already have, I think last time I checked the website, we have about almost 10 or 15 applicants that you can go on and vote. So each vote is equal to a dollar. So it's a great way to raise funds for them. And Veterinarians Without Borders is a great cause. They've been around since 2005. The heart of our business is community. And whether that community is here or thousands, hundreds of thousands of miles away, we always want to help where we can. And if this is our little part of helping, then we're more than happy to do that.
If you'd like to take part in the Animals and Ales Photo Contest fundraiser, time is running out. You have only until March 17th to visit the brewery or the VWB website, scan the QR code, post your pet's photo, and share with your network to get as many votes and money as possible.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.